I've got an analog watch, so it doesn't, you know, take very good time.
Do you want me up there with you, sir?
You can wherever you want, Sandy. It's your meeting.
Well, that way you can hit me in the room.
I'm a good hitter.
Oh, you're a good hitter, okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Mindy, she'll keep you in line. She'll keep us all in line.
Got your cane right here.
Bob played with our conversation?
He did.
I was
He's
super
scared.
Happy.
Yeah.
I thought I was gonna have to really pour on the charm.
Just door.
It was just one little question.
Everyone has to stop. How's your summer?
He's already thinking about it.
Yeah?
Good.
That's good. Are you working?
Spinning?
Yeah, I'm working for my.
Spinning.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for the thumbs up from Travis.
I was trying to university. Thanks.
Yeah, that's fine.
I can find a restaurant. A year. Or this fellow.
This.
Yeah.
I signed up for CM's class.
On that. You don't wanna take it as a first year. It's.
It's a little advanced.
Yeah. That's great.
We can go and get started. All right. This is to call to order the Police Advisory Committee meeting for Wednesday, June 22nd. And we're right on time at 6 PM. With that, we'll go to the approval of minutes. I was not here, so those who have read and were here, and would you like to make a motion to a or nay?
I make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Second. It's been moved and seconded that we approve the minutes. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. On 2A, we just have to look at those, right?
Right.
Okay, number three is discussion items. And we start off with 3A with the committee member interview. And do you wanna take that, Chief?
Yeah, so we have Mr. Keith Nelson, who is present today. He had applied, and he is filling the. Help me out. Well, I guess what we have to do first of all is I will read an email from Ed to let you know we have an open. On June 20th, I received an email from Ed Simon, our current chair. Due to family commitments, I'm stepping down as chair and resigning from the committee. Thank you for the chance to serve on the committee. And then he offered, as for the chairperson, I think Mindy would do a good job as chair. Sincerely, Ed Simon. And so I think that would probably be a good discussion item at some point, but because we now have an at-large position, which is Ed's position and scheduled through a term of the end of the year. So it would be to complete his term through December 31st, 2022.
Would you want to put that as 3H for the next under discussion for Mindy? That's
yes.
Okay, yeah, all right. With that, then we will go, did you wanna do any more of an introduction with Keith?
Well, this is, I believe that Patty sent out Mr. Nelson's application, so you guys were able to see a little bit about what makes him tick. He has retired to our community and worked in law enforcement for a number of years. So it was the IRS, but still law enforcement. And then I think just our standard procedure is gonna be everybody has the questions. And so Sandy, if you wanna start with the first one and then go around the table, and then after that, you guys will have an opportunity to have a discussion. And Mr. Nelson, it's always awkward for you to, you get to be here to listen to them, but if you have, I believe, also any statements you'd like to make, then you get that opportunity also, in addition to the questions.
Well, I'll start with number one. The Police Advisory Committee is a relatively new committee, And what do you know about this committee and its roles and responsibilities?
Well, I guess I knew it was a newer committee, and I'm here to learn what its role is. My understanding is to help liaison between the police department and the city council and help the police department be the best department that it can be.
Hi, Keith. I'm Mindy, and we all have represent different sectors of the community, so I'm mediator, dispute resolution person. Next question is, what are the unique strengths and qualities that you would bring to this committee?
Well, probably an eagerness to learn and help and get back into the field that I spent my career in. And curiously, after I retired the last time from being a contractor for the Bureau of Internal Revenue in the United States Virgin Islands, I went back to school and got my master's in criminal justice to learn about what it is, the career field that I had. And while I was doing that, we were living on the campus of Washington State University in Pullman, and I could walk on to classes there for $5 as a senior citizen, so I took seven criminal justice classes in addition to doing my master's at Boston University online, and also took a graduate seminar in teaching at the college level. And then when I received my degree, I got hired by the accounting department at Carson College of Business at WSU to create and teach a forensic accounting class, which I did the fall of 2014. So I guess my background is somewhat both empirical and academic, and just a willingness to learn and eager to give back.
Okay. Thank you.
My name is Harper. I'm a student member of the committee. What motivates you to want to be a member of this committee?
Well, I visited a little with Sandy.
Not a good influence.
Well, I have a worse one, Dean Sawyer. and also former predecessor of Chief Malloy's, Mark Miranda, is also a friend. So I just thought getting back in and helping and doing what I can.
Hi, Keith. My name is Fernando. Let's see here. So you're like a super nerd then, huh?
That's one of the kindest I've been called, but yes. Yes.
Question number four, right?
Yeah.
What do you feel should be the Newport Police Department's policing and patrol priorities?
Well, that's a great question. I would have to say my response to that is I'm here to learn. And I live a very peaceful existence here, and my environment that I'm around is a very peaceful environment, so I attribute that to what the police department does, but that's for me. Mm-hmm. And I'm here to learn what challenges they have and be able to figure out ways if we can address those challenges. I see obvious things with the homeless, and that's not only a problem here, that's not only a problem in the, in the entire state. So if we can, it's not as bad as it once was when we first moved here, but it's still prevalent. But so I guess I really don't have a response to that other than I'm just here to learn.
All right, thank you.
Hi, I'm Rick. What steps could be taken to address the underserved community that are part of the city of Newport? I'll read it again. What steps could be taken to address underserved communities that are a part of the city of Newport?
Well, that's another area where I'm not sure, from a personal perspective, what the underserved communities would be. I don't know if there's rampant crime in town. I don't hear about it. If there's underserved by the police department, I guess that would have to mean that people don't feel safe and secure. It would be interesting to find out facts around who that is and why that is, and then try and work with them to address that problem.
Hi, Keith.
Hi.
I'm Gil Rainford. Nice to meet you. How do you envision promoting this committee and its works in the community?
I'm sorry.
Sorry. How do you envision promoting this committee and its work in the community?
Well, being a new committee, I'm not sure what is already being done, but I think we all have a network of friends and associates and people we deal with, so certainly communicate it that way. And we all either participate in or are aware of social media, and I know the police department has a site on the social media that it uses. And I would imagine if there's situations that come up, the media, the newspaper, and the radio stations and stuff like that would help us too. So, and I imagine they have a public notice policy from the city council that they give out public notices that if we need some particular help, they could do it through a public notice.
All right, I'm Sam Hurst, I'm a student representative. Just what else would you like the committee to know about you?
Well, we've been very involved. My wife happens to be on the finance council. So I guess that stimulated me to think about this. I thought about it when I came to town, but there wasn't one. And talked to Sandy and got to thinking about it. I'm involved in several other things in the community. And I was a fiscal reviewer for the American Red Cross for the Cascades region for about a decade. And they reorganized and stepped that away to where the fiscal review wasn't much of a role. And I thought, well, I have another open slot. I can replace it with something. What should I do? And I hesitated for a few months. And this came up. And I thought this might be an area to concentrate on a little bit. So that's the only thing I have to offer.
Well, those are your seven questions. And do any of you have another question you would like to answer? Address? Well, if not.
The only question I would have is and it's more of a process question. Usually in the past, when there was an open position, we put a public notice or something out that there's an opening for you know, place on the committee. Did we do that?
So we had a one that was open for quite a while we were trying to fill, I believe, Cale's position. We had just a couple interests, and then Mr. Nelson's actually came in unsolicited. So we had a pending one because we didn't have an opening at the time.
Okay.
And so I think that we have met, because anybody can apply for any of the committees in the city at any time, and then they're
right.
Just held
yeah.
until
okay.
there's an opening.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that.
But the process
that,
wise,
that, that if we're doing it a certain way, that we continue to do.
I think it makes sense because we had an opening for a while, so like I don't think we need to, you know, put another opening, because if someone wanted to, you know, fill the void, they would have put in an application already for the other spot. So.
Well, are we ready for a decision? And now how do you do that?
So there has to be, we messed this up last time. We ultimately have to have a public vote. And
right.
So you can all write it down on paper, and then Patty will read them publicly, or you can just vote.
Can't they just raise their hand?
They can. I believe what we have to have is a motion and a second, mm-hmm. and then each committee will give an answer.
A or nay.
A or nay.
Okay. Do I hear a motion to open voting? Isn't that correct?
Somebody nominates.
Or to nominate, sorry.
Is it an appointment? I move that we appoint Keith Nelson to the PAC committee. To the PAC. Is that
Is that appropriate motion?
That sounds good.
I second.
Been moved and seconded that we appoint Keith Nelson to the committee. All those in favor signify by individual vote, correct? So I vote aye.
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 Yes.
Yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Congratulations.
That's unanimous, Patty. And then just so as a matter of procedure, Mr. Nelson, you're more than welcome to stay. Can't say Mr. Nelson?
Oh, I thought you said Mitch.
No, Mr.
Okay, sorry.
It ultimately becomes official once it is ratified by the mayor, because all of the committee members serve at the direction of the mayor. And so what I will do is I'll write up a staff report of the meeting, a little bit about your background. It'll go to the next council meeting, which is the second Monday in July, for appointment, and then he makes it official. So you're welcome to stay, be a member of the discussion, just if there's any votes, you won't be able to vote today.
Stick around.
If you want me to stay, I will. If you want me to go, I will.
Stay, stay. Maybe you'll become chair.
Right. So with that, we move, we've already done three A. Three B.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Then the welcome to Kale. Kale was, went through the process, well, it seems like quite a while, it was a couple months ago. It took a week, this was one where we, I might have not followed the process, and Peggy told me I did it wrong. The one meeting that Peggy didn't come to. And so we fixed that, we had our public vote. Kale was selected or recommended, and the mayor did ratify two council meetings ago, because I believe we haven't had a meeting here since. And so this is Kale's first official meeting as a at-large member.
Well, welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you, it's an honor to be here.
Thank you. Next is the community questionnaire.
This would be a good thing for Mindy to lead.
I can take the lead. You guys know how nerdly I am. Not as much as you. It's just the way my head works. I like to try to make sense of things. And I started with Stu talking about what's actionable, and I was a little bit confused about what he was talking about at the time. And so the way I think about it is there's three different actions that we could take. One would be to agree to submit a recommendation to city council through the chief or not through the chief. I'm not sure of the process. Another one would be where we decide which suggestions need more research before submitting to city council. That might mean we'd have to do maybe form subcommittees or what. I don't know what that would look like, but we would need to do some more work before we can make suggestions. And then the third one is our recommendations to the chief to look at and see what's feasible in your department. Does that make sense? And so we've got different kind of actions that we as a committee can take. It's not just what are we going to recommend to city council.
What was the first one you said, Mindy?
That's the submit, agree to submit a particular thing to city council.
Group.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's what we were focusing on last meeting.
Right.
Hard and heavy. And I think I was feeling a little panicky, like we've got to get this done. We've got to get some recommendations to city council really fast. But that's not the case. I mean, we need to take our time. I want us to be able to put this questionnaire survey behind us and get some traction and move forward on some of the things we need to move forward on. So this is my way of thinking of handling the survey and what we're going to do with it.
I think it depends on what information we have and what information other people need. Like, if we just submit what we already have to city council, I mean, do they have the time to do the research on their own?
No.
So it wouldn't be actionable at that point. So the first option probably wouldn't work. The second option might. The third was send it to the chief and them. I don't know if you guys have the time to do that research either, especially since you're understaffed.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, it's okay. But if we were to do it ourselves, we'd probably need information from the police and everything about like their specific budgeting allotments and everything like that.
That's what I meant.
Back and forth.
Yeah. It would be something like recommend to the chief that he would consider more community policing, something like that, or, you know.
The only thing that I would ask is that it is a little more narrowed down instead of, you know.
Yeah.
Make Northwest Newport more safe.
Right.
And then come back to something.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you, ultimately, we had, you know, 80% or so relatively happy with the police department. And one of the things that I had asked is like, okay, how do we get those, that 9 or 10% that wasn't happy? Are there any of those that we can provide a better service to change their mind? To, you know, make them feel better about the police services that they are provided. I'm not naive enough. I know that there are certain things we will never do to make some people happy. They just inherently don't like police. And that's people's right, that's people's choice. So, but if the committee has something specific, you know, I've got great staff and a lot of really good minds. And if we have the opportunity to, you know, work on something, because we don't want to stay stagnant. We want to constantly be evolving, constantly moving and adapting to the times. And we try to do that ourselves, but sometimes we get behind because we get distracted by other things. Responding to calls, all the law updates, how are we going to deal with this new measure that just came out by the legislature? You know, there's a lot of things that affect us where we have to change on the fly our historical practices. And some of those take time. Some of those are mandated by a certain date, so they get prioritized. So, saw Sam with a hand up.
Yeah, I had a couple of things to say about what Mindy said. But one of them was that I do agree that we don't need to rush, and it's more important that, like, our suggestions to, you know, whichever path we take, mm-hmm. the suggestions that we make, like, are clear, and we've done something, and it's not just, like, the information that we got, because then we didn't really do very much. But I do think, like, it was months ago that we got the questionnaire back, and like
almost a year.
It was almost a year that we got the questionnaire back, and you know, people who responded to the questionnaire are maybe thinking like, what did I do that for? Like, nothing seems to have happened. And so it would be good to, like, you know, make some actual progress outside of like just talking and talking.
Right.
And then the other thing is that if, like, once we can, like, once we can exact a more accurate and specific plan, if we want to, like, you know, make suggestions to the city council, I think that shouldn't go through Chief Malloy. Not because he would ever do this, but because, like, that doesn't seem the most, like, ethical from an external perspective, you know? I don't think Chief would ever, like, lie about, you know, police practices or anything like that, but it just, like, if I was, like, looking from an external perspective, if I wasn't in the committee, if I didn't know Chief Malloy, it would look weird if a committee that was supposed to make suggestions on how the police could change went straight through the chief of police, where he could just say, like, oh, well, we already do that or whatever. So I think, that's, like, you know, we shouldn't go straight through him to the city council.
But I agree. I wouldn't want to put the chief in a position
where he would look
someone
bad.
May see, well, Chief throws this one, keeps this one, throws this one out.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, no, we can't do this. And making those types of decisions when those decisions should come from this committee.
So would we do it through CM?
That is
right?
What I would think, yeah.
Okay. I think so, too.
There's a couple ways. There's through CM, and there's also that the chair could, you know, because we put it on the agenda, and that the chair could update the council. And then I 100% agree with Sam. You don't get me to, I think this is what they said, or where I either dilute it or go the other direction with it. And ultimately, what the council is going to have is, if there's recommendations, they will then pass those through to the city manager, because they technically can't tell me what to do directly. But they recommend to the city manager, we'd like to see this. The city manager then tells me what to do. And so there's just a domino of a procedural.
And my only other comment would be, I'm not sure how much research I would spend on things. Number one, it could take another year, and the other thing would be is the council may look at one thing and say, where are you working on this? And we took 6 weeks to put it down. They may have an answer already. No, we can't do this. No, we don't want to do this. We discussed this, or it's a good idea. Maybe we should kick it around some more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is where we have to have a, like an action plan.
But I think the important thing is just to have kind of more precise, and as the chief said, more narrow.
Depending on the recommendation.
And that way we can set it aside and move on.
Yeah.
Well, you guys try this on.
Okay.
I took the minutes where Patty listed all the recommendations that we had talked about at the last meeting. And if you kind of go through them, like traffic, analyze traffic areas, that would be something like, we would ask the city to do a traffic study. We wouldn't be able to analyze traffic areas necessarily, our committee. We would have to have somebody in the city do that, public works or police. That's the sort of thing that wouldn't be recommended to city council. We wouldn't say, hey, city council, analyze traffic areas. You see what I mean? I mean, that's not a city council kind of action. The other part of it, though, is install cameras at specific intersections, and I'm pretty sure we agreed to submit that to city council. Didn't we?
I think so.
I think we did.
I think with the term analyze, I think we just, in my thinking, that was just review, you know, and chief is going to know through you know, their officers and so forth, what areas in town, you know, are more heavily trafficked or worse than others.
Yeah.
And so it wouldn't have to be, you know, a study or anything.
Right.
So
that would be up to us to figure out a process
kind of
to
review,
do that.
I guess, you know, would be another term. And because you just wouldn't want to throw something just anywhere, or everywhere, because there's costs and so forth. So I think it's just a matter of taking that and writing it so it meets those needs.
Yeah.
Oh, can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm. Can he ask a question?
Yes.
What's the question about, there's traffic, but what's the question about traffic? Why, what's the issue with traffic?
That specific areas.
There was a questionnaire that went out through the community.
Correct, I remember the questionnaire.
A lot of the answers that came back were speeding, had to do with speeding, and running
lights.
Traffic lights.
Oh, okay.
And running stop
traffic
signs,
violations.
That kind of stuff.
Okay.
Violations.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And mostly
part of the
speeding.
Thinking was, yeah,
thank
you could install cameras and that way you can, you know, monitor it that way.
The next one's really similar, observation and reporting of problematic areas, possibly use volunteers. That's directly related to the other one about analyzing traffic areas, whoever would be in charge of that.
So
maybe volunteers,
like,
you know, I don't know.
It sounds
or
like
us.
We should get someone to do a traffic survey.
Right.
Who exactly does that in city government?
Public works, right?
Engineering. Where it's actually being conducted now. It's expensive, for one. So Ocean View is being studied right now.
Oh.
And an independent firm is being contacted. ODOT does speeds. And so there's been a request for the north section of Ocean View, Northwest Ocean View, to reduce the speed. But because it's a connecting highway to 101, ODOT is the final say in that. That request was made several months ago, and the answer was those take 9 to 12 months to get back.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Just because they're busy.
So like crosswalks and those kind of spray paint stuff, is that an ODOT thing also?
On 101 and Highway 20, yes. On all other streets, it's the city. And if I could, something that may help is the city has a bike and ped committee. And they look at these things frequently. And they bring, you know, maybe we should have a stop sign here. Maybe we should have a speed bump here. Those generally get funneled through engineering. Engineering has... They're much more familiar with the Municipal Uniform Traffic Code, which is the Bible they use to determine where does a stop sign go, what are the parameters, things like that. my recommendation would be that maybe a representative from here attend one of those and then a joint something, especially with a lot of the traffic things. The other thing that's good timing is a couple of years ago, I made a presentation to the city council on red light cameras. And we had had a study done. We had a lot of information at the time the council adopted. Maybe this isn't the direction we want to go. It's coming back to the council at a work session in the next, I can't tell you the date because I don't have it in front of me, but I know it's coming in the next couple of months. And with those is, it's been because it's a couple, been 3 years, 2019, I think, that we did it, because we would ask for another study. And what they did was they put cameras up at two locations, monitored them for 24 hours, and told us how many violations there were. Astounding at the number. Ridiculous astounding. And so, you know, these are just good timing things, that some of this stuff is already in the works, and that there is, our engineering department has a lot of things pending, in progress, and actually happening right now.
So bike ped committee would be the best way for us to find out what's already in the works?
Or if you have ideas of merging together, you know, to be able to at least address the council and say these are some of the concerns we have. If the council believes, yeah, we should look at this, they'll direct staff. You know, and again, these run through engineering. I've attended some of these meetings, but they use such big words, I don't understand what they're talking about. So.
When do these meetings happen? Like, if we wanted to have one of our committee members go to it, when, like, how do we figure that out?
While you're talking, I will look up the bike and ped, unless CM has that at her fingertips.
No, I'm not on that committee.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
I was also going to say.
Very many members of that committee.
It's a small.
Patricia's raised, I'm looking at Mindy, but I think Shani's directing. Sorry, I just realized.
Oh, yes. Sorry, CM.
So I think that because that red light camera discussion happened in 2019, before this survey went out, I think that the repeated comments in the survey about traffic, I think that is a better case for reproposing it to the council, you know, to say like, this was community driven, you know, so might have an easier time next go round.
I guess especially if it was recommended by both committees, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're saying, yeah. The rest of the traffic stuff, we talked about recommending a peak time patrol, a visible patrol, and also a dedicated traffic patrol officer. Those are just something to discuss and recommend to the chief to figure out if he has people power to do that. Those wouldn't be recommendations to city council. Those are just kind of procedural process things that we recommend we need to find out about.
I would guess probably not, because it seems as if the police department is stretched pretty thin.
Yeah.
And has been for a while, so.
But you know, like the dedicated traffic patrol officer, those are great things to come up during budget time.
Okay.
You know, because there's times when we may be able to take existing staff, depending on our staffing, where my job is to determine what's our best deployment. And if we have the available resources, I am huge on traffic. Well, that's the first that drives my supervisors nuts. The first thing I'm like, we have an extra body. I want somebody out doing nothing but traffic. It's been a long time since we can say we have an extra body. You know, and obviously the best way for us to get that is we're given the funding to hire a dedicated position. And then we go from there. But again, that's it's a $130,000 ask. But is there a significant benefit? Those are the things that our budget committee and our council look at. Is this worth the money?
So we probably should recommend that, submit it to city council.
Well, you approved other dedicated positions.
Okay.
The bike ped committee is the second Tuesday.
Okay.
Of each month.
Where does it
are you going to go? Yeah, second Tuesday. What time?
I wouldn't be able to. I'm gone all next month. I'll be out of the country, but someone else can definitely go.
They're at 5:30. And I can find out who the staff person is, and we can send out
Beth.
I think it's Beth in community development, and just say, hey, one of our members would like to come to the meeting and have a chat. Because because it's not uncommon to have joint meetings with other committees if they have overlapping missions.
We have a lot, really.
Our last one that we talked about last week was flashing pedestrian light on Highway 20, and we realized that suggestion has to go to ODOT. That's not a city.
I don't want to make this, at least myself, real complicated, you know, because all we're doing is taking a survey and giving recommendations, and we're not putting together an action plan, we're just putting together recommendations that we saw from this survey and then forwarding them. Because I kind of hear us doing more and more and more, and it seems like it's gonna bog us down. Mm-hmm. But that's, it's just, you know, just a one of my thoughts. It depends again what our goal here is.
Right.
Is it to provide recommendations, or is it to research and talk to other committees?
Yeah, it's both.
How do we?
One of our jobs is research.
How do we make a recommendation to ODOT?
I don't know.
It goes through the city. It would still come through our channels, and then our people would look at it to, one, is it realistic? And they'd report back saying, no, and here's why. But if it's supported by the city then makes that recommendation to ODOT.
I guess what I'm trying to do right now is figure out, I think there's like three or four specific things that we wanted to recommend or submit to city council. And so I'm trying to narrow those down because we got so lost last time. I'm not sure what it was. My head was spinning and I felt queasy. And so I think we really need to be brought down into, you know, a coherent, like, we're gonna submit these four things to city council. We're gonna discuss these things at a later meeting. We're gonna figure out a process for X, Y, and Z. We don't need to really be discussing all the minutia of each of these recommendations right now. We're just gonna try to figure out, city council, this is gonna be later. This is something we're gonna do. This is something you're gonna do. You know what I mean? Have a meeting with Bike Ped, that sort of thing. But because we agreed at the last meeting we were gonna finish up the survey at this meeting, so this is my way of fast tracking the thing and getting it done. But just me. Okay, the homeless and mental health subjects. The first one was revive the multidisciplinary response team, something we're definitely submitting to city council.
Mm-hmm.
This one was educate the public on codes and laws relating to panhandling and public nuisance. That could be something that we do at the community forum or social media or some other way. In order to educate the public, we have to do some research and find out, you know, what we're telling the public, so to speak. I'll just call for it because you can't see.
And I can't see you. Yes, CM.
I think that the police department's one of the greatest assets is its social media presence on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
It for sure has an astounding number of responses and hits, like people, you know, engaging with that page. So like any like public service announcements should be reinforced there. And I think it's just gonna continue to get the word out. There's so many shares, there's so many likes, there's so many just ways that people engage with that.
Yeah. Right. And there could be a link on it to
mm-hmm.
city code on whatever.
Right.
Panhandling or something.
Yeah.
I know there isn't, but
could be.
Yeah, could be. I was thinking also in that regard about, we had talked, or somewhere in our goals or something, was to have a booth at the fair, our committee having one. I don't know if the police department is or not, but no? Okay. Then I don't know if it's a good idea. I think it was in a goal, one of our goals.
The county fair.
We mm-hmm. talked about it.
Or we just talked about it.
No.
Coming up next month, and there's no reason you can't. We have a ton of things to help put up a booth. We don't have the staff one, but we.
It's like 10 days. It's not very far.
No, I mean, we can make guest appearances at it, but dedicating somebody right now is hard for us.
So I did get it out of our goal, and it was, shouldn't have put it in there, you guys. Staff a booth at community events such as county fair and or national night out. And it was one of our enhanced community relations things.
Yeah, and.
Maybe next county fair.
Well, national night out's in August, and so that's reasonable, that's still a plan.
Also, that's more like police specific than the county fair, so I think it makes more sense to have a booth at that.
Well, and ours we turn into city specific and community specific instead of just about us.
Do you know what date exactly it's on?
First Tuesday of August.
August 2nd.
August 2nd, thank you.
Engage with homeless in a positive way and do outreach. That's part of, I would think, training, which is something that we're gonna be finding out what training is happening and what's required of you guys and so on. Let the public know how much training the officers are receiving and in what areas. Again, that would be, like we talked about, you or one of your officers coming and saying, this is the training that we have to do for diversity. This is what we learn. I don't know.
So would that be at the public meeting as well as along with the panhandling thing?
Maybe the answers to those questions, because one of the questions for sure is gonna be, what kind of training do you guys get? Do you get trained in, you know?
Just if we want to present that sort of information.
But we have to get the information first, so.
Yeah.
Another one of ours was designate specific areas for homeless camping. That's when CM talked to us about a city council committee or something regarding homeless.
There is currently a lot of moving parts right now with homeless response. I attended a meeting today, a countywide meeting. Lincoln County was designated as a $1 million grant recipient. And it'll be administered by the county for the entire county. But the plan is to, and an RFP is gonna be coming out soon to identify two vendors. One to establish a vision, like a 5-year vision and plan, and another vendor to establish, hold on, I got that here, a 5-year strategic plan, and also the establishment of a coordinated homeless response office. And so there was community leaders from around the county that met today, and I was only able to attend part of it, but there was a lot of moving parts discussion, and let's not just keep meeting to discuss this. It sounded a lot like listening to you guys. But it's also on a timeline, because once the grant is, once the money is received, there's 90 days for this, there's 90 days for that. And then also, you know, the group discussed about sustainable funding. You know, this that hopefully isn't a one and done. We get $1 million, establish a plan, and then don't have money to deal with it.
Right.
But in that discussion is outreach, and not just, you know, where do we go house homeless, but services. You know, looking at some of those, why are people in that position, and, you know, having the resources to provide. So there's a lot of things. Our city council has dedicated, $400,000 to, you know, assist with the city's response in this. But I think because there is this coordinated effort coming through the county, there's going to be a lot of things starting to happen a lot quicker. And I know that our council at our last meeting, we presented, I think, 4 different things that we're working on within the city to, I can't really say help the homeless, but that help all of the complaints we're receiving from our community, because we have 2 sides. You know, we have to still protect our community, and then we also still have to figure out how to respond to the homeless. And so we have a few moving parts that are occurring right now that will be brought back to the council at the July meeting for either their approval or back to their whatever they decide. But we got pretty good direction at the last meeting from the council.
Maybe you could let us know what help we could give you moving that along.
I was gonna ask that same question.
Yeah, because.
Yeah, and these are, you know, this isn't just, hey, Jason, go write this stuff. I mean, there's a large group of city staff that is working on this. And so we have a lot of departments, a lot of different thoughts, a lot of different ideas, and a lot of, it takes many departments to get one thing out. And so one of the things I was extremely grateful with the county, or not the county, I'm sorry, our council, was creating enough rules and things for us that we don't have the ability to enforce. And, you know, so we can come up with a million laws and rules, but we still have to have the resources to either enforce or monitor or regulate. And so they did keep that realistic. So I'm very optimistic at this next meeting that I think some good things are gonna come out of it.
Need it, that's for sure. I don't know, I think we agreed to submit the 911, local 911 to city council. I feel like we're done.
Wait, I just wanna clarify, you, do you mean local in the sense of moving the dispatch from the Willamette Valley to the coast?
Having one here, I think.
We know that it's absolutely expensive.
Yeah.
But I think someone at the last meeting said it's worth submitting again.
The guy that was here for chief was very adamant.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I forget his name.
Lieutenant Gainer.
I don't, okay. Maybe there's no harm in
Lieutenant Garner.
Sending it to you again.
Yeah, oh, I agree. Being here through that transition, it has just been fiasco.
I don't think there's one officer that doesn't think that that's difficult.
Besides Chief Malloy, has anyone else here been in the 911 dispatch center and spent some time with them and watched them?
In Salem?
Yeah, I spent some time in there. It's an amazing process. And my personal experience since moving here, one occasion, just vehicles down on the beach called 911 and they had to explain the beach, explain where we were at. And then they challenged me on whether vehicles could be down on the beach. And I'm like, I'm just telling you, there's a bunch of vehicles. It looks like a bad deal. If you want to, well, if you don't know if it's wrong, of course I don't know if it's wrong. That's why I'm calling you. So I finally just quit. I just quit and thought, boy, I can't imagine what the police has to put up with 911 calling, over in the valley and trying to get something. I appreciate that, but I think it would be a very expensive proposition to try and relocate or break that apart, I would think. Is that even a feasible suggestion?
It's in the multi-millions to be able to have the infrastructure to do that. But I still think, while the city coming up with, multi-millions to be able to do this, or even a partnership with others to each come up with our own portions of our own millions to do it, is it realistic? Probably not. But can the committee voice concerns?
Yes.
And then as the city, we address our dispatch center? Absolutely.
Yes.
I think I'm hearing it from just
the. Can we compile the problems you're having and then compile that and say, well, one of the options is.
Right.
And if we can get a grant or something to pay for the infrastructure, but we have to develop the problem first.
Sky's the limit, but I think addressing at least, the local problem and given the opportunities to fix, they can only hear from me from so many times, and the lieutenant and our sergeants for so many times, and the sheriff's office, and they start hearing from the community, maybe there is a fix. I don't know. So I'm one member of an advisory board on this committee of dozens, and we're a little tiny fish in this big conglomerate, but I think it's important to voice our public's concern.
Yeah.
How does Toledo manage to have their local dispatch?
They've had their own for years. There's a 911 tax that funds part of it. Their tax base and taxpayers pay, it's funded through that. So I don't know all of the details about having a dispatch center, except that they're very expensive. I was part of ours when it transferred.
Right. Maybe we could share with Toledo.
There's been a lot of discussion. So there's currently lack of infrastructure. We partner with the sheriff's office. We share a lot of resources, so we have to agree on certain things. There's been so many discussions over the years since switching to Willamette Valley on other options, but they all get tied down to money. So even, we've discussed a one PSAP in Lincoln County. Of course, Toledo wants it to be there. Lincoln City wants it to be there.
Right.
Us and the sheriff are like, hey, we don't have one. We don't care where it's at.
Yeah, right.
But we just need this infrastructure. And that's a big ask.
Yes.
Just the how much it would cost is feels very prohibitive. And just thinking about a couple of years ago that like Lincoln County wanted to have a public safety tax, right? A fee, and it failed. Like it's just how we would fund that feels kind of insurmountable. It's not for lack of wanting or wishing. I feel like we had some real successes with funding the positions like the school resource officer and the drug detection. I might have the detective. And I think that this is more long-term if we were able to do it. But even if we could get the money to bring it back and set up the infrastructure, the ongoing funding, I think, would still be prohibitive.
Is the 911 tax you mentioned like just an additional tax that goes into like, you know, the rest of the taxes and like fits in with tax brackets, or is that like it costs money to like you get taxed for calling 911?
No, it is. If you look on your cell phone bill, anybody that has a cell phone or a phone pays a 911 tax.
Okay.
And that money goes through to the PSAT. And it's not like it funds it, you know, it's
a small portion.
It's in the hundreds of thousands type thing. Mindy, I think something that would be beneficial for getting this to the council would be for the Police Advisory Committee to submit a report. Just like we submit a report to the council, which is ultimately an outline, it doesn't have to be verbatim. And then that it is put on the agenda. It is, you know, you can send it to me and then I send it through Peggy and get a request for the city manager. To be on the agenda. That way, if you don't want to show up a public comment, be limited to 3 minutes. Get it in there quick.
Yeah.
But this gives the opportunity for the PAC to get the council thinking and then gets them the opportunity to either come up with action items to direct staff or discuss it or do a variety of things. Whether this is at a public, you know, whether it's at a work session or a general meeting, I may default to Peggy on what she would recommend for the best, or maybe Sandy knows with her years of experience.
It sounds great. I think you probably get more honest feedback at a work session rather than at a formal council meeting. That way, I'd go to the work session first and then go to, you know, the council meeting after that. What we... In case we're missing where we are maybe doing the same thing that the council is doing. I mean, we aren't really sure what direction they're taking in. I thought that Dean mentioned something about what they were doing for UNOCM that kind of parallels what this committee is doing. He mentioned it in passing. Not this last meeting, before last.
I don't remember. Was he at this meeting when he was here, you mean?
Yeah.
I wasn't here.
Yeah, I know, but I thought it's in his report.
Oh, yeah.
And what you were working on. Okay.
I would think there are some things between the homeless discussion and the traffic discussion that are currently already in progress,
right,
somewhere in the city or at the council level.
Right. And that, I think, in a work session, you have more time to ask the questions and give and take.
I can tell you work sessions from our department head meeting Monday. We go over the calendar every other week, and they are booked. They're very packed for the coming months. And so this is into the fall, probably, to be able to dedicate the time needed to be able to sit with the council.
Is there any way to, you know, go ahead as somebody? Cut in line.
I don't have that authority.
Sniveling and whining sometimes.
Yeah, and it may work for you, but not for me. I think one of the things I can do is look at the calendar. I know that I have the red light camera discussion coming up, I believe, in September. That maybe they go together. I don't know. Again, it's just the respect of how much time. The council only has so much time for
right.
the work sessions.
Right.
Every once in a while, they're gracious enough. Like last week, they added an hour. you know, so they had a nice marathon, six and a half hour meeting.
Where's our medal? Where's our medal?
I was there.
Yeah.
So I can report back to you on the best way to handle that and what Peggy recommends. And then also ultimately Spencer's, he's the final say.
All right.
And you guys would just have to elect a spokesperson.
Right. So, and that goes along with what I was just gonna say. I think it's really important, and you were saying this too, that we get something out to the public as soon as we possibly can about the survey. Not with specifics, but just some of the some of the concerns were what we are doing as a committee. Maybe some of the suggestions that came, I don't know what that would exactly look like, but it's not up to the chief to put this thing out. We, as a committee, we really need to get that out from
us.
Keep
in mind, if this goes to the council, that's a public meeting.
Right.
And generally reported on. Also a courtesy phone call to the News Times on, hey, could you put this out? Or, you know, could you report at least on this section? The News Times always frequently talks about what was discussed at council meetings, and so that's a great outlet to get the information out there. Mm-hmm. And it
but
comes
how
from
about
the,
an article in the paper?
And it comes from the committee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not me.
Maybe somebody on Ken Lip's radio show. I don't know.
He has a radio show now.
He does.
Normalized. It's been a year.
Something on the website for sure and Facebook. Just
right.
A report to the community.
Well, is
this is what we did with all your work.
Right.
What about going as a guest on his radio show?
Sure. There's lots of things we could do. I think he's kayak, I'm not sure.
Okay.
But I just feel like it's important.
Right.
And, you know, we can't let it just languish and not get the information out somehow.
Right.
Soon. Yeah. So you'll go on the radio show.
Not without your meticulous notes. Amen.
How can we accomplish it?
You
guys. So it's not up to the chief to take care of this business. Like, who would want to go on the radio, or who would like to draft a letter? Not a letter, but an article or something.
I'm willing to go to meetings and do whatever as soon as I'm back, but like I said, I'm gone all next, I'm leaving in like 10 days, so as soon as I get back, I'm willing to go to those meetings, that sort of thing. Especially the engineering one, I'm just really interested in that one. That one sounds very interesting to me. So I would love to do that when I get back.
Yeah, you'd be good at it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, Mindy, I volunteer you.
To do what? I would do, you know, whatever.
I think it would be great if you went on radio as an aside.
With another person.
Well, all the...
I'll do that.
Somebody, you will, great.
I'll talk on radio.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
But I was gonna say, so can we make this like an action item for all of us, let's say, to submit to us some kind of a rough draft, you know, amongst ourselves?
Uh-huh.
Just that. So that when
either
we meet
that
again.
Or a couple of us could draft something and then bring it to everybody.
Right.
Maybe that would be
you know, prior
faster.
To that, so then when we reconvene,
mm-hmm.
we're kind of a couple steps ahead there anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have no problem.
And something on the website.
Radio, wherever.
Just remember the public meeting rules about emailing.
Right.
And so what you would ultimately have to do is email Patty.
Okay.
Patty would then email it to everybody.
Okay.
And then your replies would go to Patty. Patty. So it's just to keep three of you from replying at the same time and having a conversation that then makes it a unscheduled public meeting.
Right.
And we get in trouble.
And we can't have a quorum. So.
No.
No.
Right.
I just always use the word three because that's what Peggy preaches. I don't
yeah,
know what the number
right.
is.
Sam? Oh, sorry.
Question.
Yeah.
What are the rules for subcommittee?
Subcommittees are a little, I think, well, we've had three before. So we've had a committee of three and it was authorized by Peggy. And so I go with, if Peggy says it's okay, it's okay.
Oh,
and I think with us, as long as we're always under six.
Right.
We were not hitting a quorum. I think three is a council rule.
Mm-hmm. So the first thing's write an article.
Some kind of a draft. Mm-hmm.
And it could be similar to the outline for the report.
Right. It kind
right?
Of,
I'm,
yeah.
I'm just
and it could be
right
an
now.
Opinion piece on the editorial page.
It could.
In the News
yeah.
Times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'd be interested in working on that.
Would you?
Yeah, I interned for Ken last summer also, so like I could talk.
That'd be great.
Be great.
And if this article makes me look good, I'll. I'll do it in Spanish.
Wait, you're
That would be great if you would.
I mean, that's the whole point, right?
It's so cool if you could do that, yeah.
So we've got, do we want to firm up like assigning Sam and you two on the radio and?
Yeah, I think it would help us to have assignments in this committee, otherwise we're gonna get together and talk about.
Okay. Do you want it in the form of a motion or can we be a little bit more?
We can just be informal.
Or we can just be casual.
Say, yeah. I need your notes though about like just each thing, cause.
Oh, that thing, okay.
Just cause like I've, from this discussion today, I'm not gonna remember what our plan was for each of the things, cause there was kind of a lot of them.
Yeah.
And you can email that directly, cause it's just two of you.
Okay.
Thank you.
So does that.
And Ken, right?
Yeah, that would make sense.
So that takes us, are we through with community question?
I hope so.
Yeah.
For today, at least.
Yes.
We won't say anything. So we're gonna take us to 3D, which is monthly statistics.
Those are submitted to you all. You'll see that our activities over last month went down a little bit, but I really like to tie that to something super great, but numbers are just down, so we'll just take the win. I know that Rick has made several requests for just a little bit more detail in those, but unfortunately, I think I mentioned before, our records management system is just not able to spit that out. And it is a hand search of every record, which we can't do. So, but again, if you have specific questions to it or want to know more, or Rick, if you have a specific question, feel free to email Patty or I at the next meeting, then we can report back a little bit more detail that we can do.
I think if there is a way, I mean, dream world would be, you know, could we see dots on a map? Like where are these things happening more? You know, are burglaries and thefts and motor vehicle thefts happening more in this part of Newport? Is graffiti and vandalism happening more in this part? You know, like where drug cases happen, you know, like cases, I don't know the language. But you know, like just thinking like, could we plot it on a map and see where it gets more dicey, where, you know, we want to have more police coverage.
So it is plotted on a map now when it works. We have a subscription with Crime Stats something. And it pulls the information from our records management, and it's on our webpage where you can go to Newport and it'll just have a bunch of little dots, and you can actually click on the dot and it'll tell you what kind of report was taken there. Whether it was an assault, whether it was a theft, car cloud, things like that. We found out we've been paying for it for like 2 years and realized it quit working, but we've been working with the vendor and our records management vendor for them to be talking again electronically.
Well, I had a question. You know, one of the recommendations was for this traffic study for stop signs and speeding, but I noticed the top five traffic charges. We don't have any stop sign, we don't have any speeding, we're not charging anybody for anything. We have no enforcement on that, or what? How come that isn't reported?
They're not in the top five. And so, you know,
so
there's.
We don't have more than four speeding tickets or four stop signs in 1 month?
The last few months, probably not, strictly due to staffing. Due to limited staffing and their unallocated patrol time, which is generally spent on traffic, has been spent responding to calls.
Okay.
And so we have to prioritize and triage. And traffic, unfortunately, over the last 2 years is the one thing that we've had to has suffered in the enforcement because we just haven't had the availability.
So that actually strengthens our argument that we need the traffic. Yes,
yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, if you go back and look at history, that we, you know, we'd write a few thousand tickets a year to now we're writing a few hundred tickets a year. It's not because officers are lazy and not wanting to do it. They don't have the time to dedicate.
Or that people magically stopped, you know, running.
Yeah, people just started behaving.
Sure.
We have a wand.
Thank you.
No no other questions, we'll go on to 3E and the brochure.
So the brochure was presented a couple months ago. Kit, our social media expert, had just thrown together something on a, when I asked, hey, can you throw together something? And it's what do you guys want? And it's, this is something to be able to hand out at community events. It's something to have at our front counter that we can drop off, because we share things, we put things at the library, at all city buildings.
Did we get an edited version out?
I don't think so.
May I address?
Oh, good.
I submitted all the corrections to Kit just a few days ago or here this week, and she was not able to get a new brochure ready for us yet.
All right. For next meeting.
We had it last meeting and sort of edited it and made.
This is the
Unedited upside down, but you'll get it.
I like that it's in thirds. People will pick it up and it's really easy to put purse, backpack.
And when we print them, we put them on fancier paper with better color graphics, so they get a little bit of pop.
So we'll look forward to that next meeting. And then we're the 3F for community event, which I think we kind of covered.
So my goal is January.
Okay.
To have another coordinated event with the sheriff, just because the last one was so successful.
Okay.
And we can bring in all of our constituents. And again, just doing pretty much the same thing we did last time, except we're going to add more topics. We'll talk more about mental health. We'll talk more about homelessness. We'll talk more about procedures. But we will also still add those popular topics we had, you know, immigration, enforcement, you know, things like that that people have questions about and make people nervous. So we were able to dispel a lot of rumors last time, and we'd like to do that again and then just go with the 2.0 version.
This time they'll have the community survey results.
Oh,
so they'll know
we'll have things to talk
what
about.
Kind of questions they're going to get and possible.
Where have you decided?
Well, we will have to see. The last one we did here, because we didn't think we would have that many people, and we filled the room. And so we have other options. You know, we have the rec center. We have access to that. And I would probably like to do it at the rec center because we can continue to make it a family event, work with the rec center staff so that if people want to bring kids, you know, built-in daycare and things to do for the kids right there. So.
Oh, I agree. Well, that's great. So it looks like you're up next for the director's report.
So hiring, I'm not sure. I know that Brett said, I think you guys ran pretty long and he was unable to hit this one last time.
Yeah.
But our hiring update, we know it's a frequent discussion with us, but based on our current staffing for this fiscal year, we are to 3 openings, which is great because we've been at 5 and 6 for so long. But for one of those 3, we have a conditional job offer out to a lateral female officer from Sun River, and she's just about through the process. She's a local that grew up here. She was a reserve for us and was able to go over there and get quite a few certifications. So we're super excited that she wants to come back home. Just because she's from here. If you're from here, you really like it here a lot better. And then we did have a job offer out to another candidate that unfortunately failed a section of the hiring process, so we did have to withdraw that. I did just get word today that we do have a few more applicants, entry level, but we're excited to move forward with that. Kind of a shocking thing that happened at our, we had a great budget year. So thank you to CM.
I don't think I can take any credit for that.
To CM and our council and our budget committee, but we had went in and asking for one position, and it was to get us back to what we were pre-COVID. We had lost a few positions just due to attrition and budget, and we were at 23 at one point, at the strongest time since I've been here in 28 years, and we're down to 20. And when we left the budget committee meeting, I had asked for one. We left with 3. So Judge Bockart had made a very compelling argument to our council here a couple meetings ago about just the importance of a dedicated drug officer that she identified as the lack of enforcement leading to a lot of our opioid deaths and overdoses. And she was successful in Lincoln City and Newport. They're both of the council's dedicated funding to hire, and which is great. I wish we could hire it tomorrow. Again, it's going to be a while. before we can get that position hired and trained. And then also a school resource officer of the dedicated funding to that. So we're very excited about that. And then also on another shocker, they dedicated a half of a CSO. And so we'll have another non-sworn community service officer that'll be dedicated to weekends so that we have 7-day coverage to deal with short-term rental enforcement and compliance and things like that. So we're super excited to have all these openings. Now we just need to fill them. So if anybody knows anybody, we have sworn and non-sworn opportunities within our department.
Did go on a ride-along, you know. I might be interested.
Mindy is applying, is what I hear.
That's what I heard, yeah. What section do you want waived?
Can I ask a follow-up question? You said someone failed a section. What was the section? Can you talk about that? Like, because I wonder if it's, like, hard and fast or if there's any review and, like, consideration, like...
It's hard and fast. It is the psych report. So those are non-negotiable. If a trained psychologist says, we do not recommend this person, that would be career suicide for our city to hire a person that a trained shrink said no.
Yep.
So, and it's now law. And, you know, we have to do a psychology. We have to do an in-depth background. We have to do medicals. We have to do all these sections. And if anybody fails any section of those, they're out. So there's just too much liability to hire the wrong person. We pride ourselves in hiring the right people here. So, then the other thing that's happening, if anybody has really, you know, nerded out and watched all of the legislative updates that have occurred throughout this last year, Senate Bill 48 takes effect July 1st. Senate Bill 48 is the bail reform measure. And what that means is that throughout COVID, we really haven't been taking people to jail. Come July 1st, people go back to jail. And if they meet, and ultimately what it does is more people will be booked and released with the understanding that they're going to come back to their court dates. And it makes it fair for everybody on bail reform. If you're affluent in the community and have a job and have a lot of money, you could bail out. If you did not, you had to stay in jail. This equals that. There are certain crimes. We're actually going to training next week with Judge Bockhart, our presiding judge, and the sheriff who will be administering all of this on how this is going to affect us. What we do know is that more people will be going to jail, more people will be released, but the people that need to stay in jail will stay in jail. That's the simplest way to say it. This is a very long law. I read the presiding judge's order, and boy, I got confused. So there's just a lot of, if you do this, you're staying in jail. If you do this, you'll be out. And so I think it's going to be a good thing because the people that need to stay in jail that we haven't been able to take there will stay in jail, which is good for our community. So that's coming out July 1st, and so you're going to just start seeing a lot of differences. You're going to see a lot on our arrest. You'll start probably seeing a lot more arrest stats than you have been. Unless anybody has any questions, that's all I have for a director's report.
Oh, excellent. Next is 3H, which we're added, and this is about presenting. Mindy is our next president of the Police Advisory Committee, unless I would like to have...
If somebody else is interested, then I would definitely...
I would like to do it. So I would like to do it.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm really interested in making our time worthwhile for all of us, you know, to, because it's a big commitment to come and, you know, the meetings, and I just want our time to be worthwhile.
Yep.
I think to make it official, there would be a motion and a second, a vote.
Yes. I motion for her to be the new president.
Chairperson.
That's the official name.
Second.
Been moved and seconded that Mindy will be our new chairperson for the Police Advisory Committee, and all those in favor say aye.
I get to vote for myself.
Oh, that is no, because it's a public. We're going to have to go.
I think this is just an aye,
okay.
Because she's already a member.
All right. Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Hearing none. Congratulations, Mindy.
Yay. Yay.
That train just went by again.
Next is public comment. I see no public. Next is the committee comment. Do any of us have further comments?
I do, of course I do. No, Stu was asking for us to look at the goals again, which I think would be really useful to put on our next agenda, for us to look at the goals and see how we're doing, because I did look at them and we're doing pretty well, but, you know, I think it'd be good exercise for us to do, so.
Yes?
Yeah, I got two things really quick. One of them, I think we should put it on our agenda for next meeting to pick one thing and make a suggestion to city council so that we can show that we're doing something, that we're making some progress. And I think that's like the most direct route, so I would like to put that on the agenda for next meeting if possible. And then the other thing is, like between now and next meeting, I will write up a draft and try to work with Ken on something to go in the News Times, but I would like a little more clarification on exactly what you guys would like that to be.
Yeah, okay. And I'm not sure myself. I mean, that's, I've put myself in the community, in a community member's shoes, and, you know, spent time doing the survey and handed it in, and then months go by, and so what would I like to know? You know, that's the way I'm thinking of it.
Briefly add, you know, the delay was, et cetera. Little update.
I think that would help.
And then take each like specific thing we've been working on and explain like what we can or can't do to to move forward with that?
Mm-hmm.
Is that like what you, the direction you were thinking the piece would go?
I thought it was more of a summary of the things, not so much the directions yet.
Okay.
Right, I think so too.
So just talking about like what we got, like the
maybe what we want to do, but not necessarily what steps we're going to take to do it yet, because we don't quite know.
This is what we've been doing, this is what we got.
That's the main thing, what we've actually done with their input. And what we, you know, we'll be working with city council making recommendations.
We almost have a full committee, too.
What else do you think?
That's a pretty good update.
Well, I was just going to say, I'm not going to be at the next meeting, but I'll make sure that Dean is here. But then Harper, you mentioned you're not going to be here, so it's the last, it's July. You know, it might be good to just make sure folks are able to come so you can have business, you know, at that meeting, that you have enough folks, you know? July 27th was what I saw. Yeah.
So maybe August then, or?
Well, I mean, it could be July, but I just want to make sure people can be there, you know?
Patty sends out the stalking reminders.
She does, yeah.
I started doing that. So getting a 9:30 phone call.
Also something to keep in mind, remember, this was originally set up as a every other month committee, but the committee agreed to do monthly to ultimately get through the survey, get through some action items, things like that. But this is, again, your committee. If you decide you want to go back to that at any time, you guys say the word, or if you want to keep going at the monthly rate until further notice.
I think it works best.
I think since we haven't actually like moved to anything externally with this, we still need to keep it monthly.
We get no reward for not doing it.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Third meeting in a row, we're.
Any other comments that I make? Well, if not, we're adjourned.
That'd be nice, good job, committee.
Cheers.
Yeah, right, so back in August.
Well, my last, I've got a couple meetings next August.
Sorry, I'm going to Italy.
Yeah, I'm doing the Harlan Kennedy celebration. So I'll be in class for 3 full weeks. Wouldn't it suck if I didn't?
I'm pretty inbox, so I'm fine.